Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
Double headers.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen. What are you sipping on?
I made a little margarita.
Ooh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. With a rim and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tagine?
Do you know what? Well, we just recorded Patreon and I did a tagine rim and I thought, this is boring. So I have a habanero honey and then that's what I did on my second little situation.
I have a rosé.
Yeah.
Which was just cold and ready, in the fridge, which was wonderful.
What I was going to say is, no matter what, if I make myself a cocktail, it does not taste. I could follow the recipe. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it does not taste as good as if someone else makes it for me.
Agree.
You know?
Totally agree.
How do I make restaurant quality cocktails? At home, because I am I'm in my cocktail era.
Yeah.
So wine isn't hitting like it used to. Really can't have beer because of the gluten factor. But cocktails I like, and they're incredibly expensive, and I drink a lot of them because, you know,
summer,
for obvious reasons. When they taste good, I drink them, but they're like, you know, $11 to $18 a cocktail.
Yeah. So, I remember during COVID, we made cocktails quite a lot. Like, I just don't
like you and me?
No, me and Chris made cocktails quite a lot. Like, that was when we were in our cocktail era during COVID. I think everyone was in some sort of drinking era. But,
yes.
But I really, like, we did a lot of, what was the one? It was like the rum. Oh, I probably talked about it here. There was a couple drinks.
Daiquiri.
Daiquiri. But even, and then I made, Mai Tais and a couple other things, like fancier things. And I agree. There was something about doing it myself where it didn't slap.
It doesn't hit the same.
No.
I know. And we have, you know, our friend Leah, my cousin Leah. She did the cocktail kit, if you guys have been around for a while. I was in California with her a couple weeks ago. And it's just when she makes things, they're so good.
Yeah. Is it like you can't scratch your own back, but if someone scratches your back, it's magic?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe also I don't want to know what's in it or something.
Right. Like, well, there is something to even when you're cooking a meal, you smell all the things and you're doing all the things. And then it doesn't. If someone else is being served it and they're experiencing everything for the first time, it packs a way bigger punch than when you're cooking your own, you're eating your own food that you've cooked.
Right. Yeah,
you're already oriented around it all. Maybe it's something
it's
like
this isn't new.
Yeah. It's got, that's legit. And it's a, sad, actually.
It's a bummer. It's a big bummer. So, like, this is a fine little margarita sitch, but it is not. And I wouldn't pay $15 for. I wouldn't pay $11 for this.
Yeah,
it's not good
enough.
Someone
would though, because to someone else that probably does slap, I would pay $15 for that.
I mean, yeah, probably if I was at a if someone served me at a restaurant, I think I'd be like, oh, this tastes fresh and clean, like a good margarita.
Yeah. Anyway, the nice thing about these double headers is, so we're doing back-to-back podcasts. We're coming to you. I'm in my pajamas. You're not in your pajamas, but
I'm in jammies.
Are you in jammies?
Yeah. My jam jams.
Oh, you are in your jam jams.
Yeah, I'm in my jam jams. This Ash's the shirt underneath this is a jam jam.
Sweatshirt, which is so the most comfortable sweatshirt of all time.
It's the most comfortable one I own. It's from Abercrombie. So if you guys want a cozy sweatshirt, I bought a second one because I don't remember. I don't know if it was Chiefs or a different. I don't know.
So you bought me that sweatshirt. Then someone at work that I work with, we were on a Zoom. I'm like, that is a really cute top. She's like, oh, I got it from Abercrombie.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and bought that top and and I needed to buy something for a wedding. So I went and I bought, I was like, oh, this is a cute dress. I'm going to buy it. I loved it. It was only $100, which for a nice dress, it felt way more expensive than that.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's my favorite cocktail wedding dress I've ever worn to anybody's wedding. It was very flattering, just very nice. And so then I went to their kit section and there's a ton of cute stuff for Ben that he loves, like super great stuff.
Is it cute? I mean, expensive though?
It wasn't bad.
Oh,
it
wasn't
bad. I shopped a sale plus like 20. It was like a plus 20% off day. Like there were shirts for like $15 or something for him. Like Target little, prices. You know, he's like, still, they don't have like LA size. Anyway, so I told Chris all about this. He's like, ugh, I listened to a podcast about them and the way they treated their models like in the 90s, early 2000s was, it was like a whole sort of like picking that apart. So it's, you know, I'm a little, I guess, conflicted, but that's not that, that's not them today. And they've done a whole cleanup thing and they've brought in some like really talented designers or something. But this, every single thing I've ordered from them, I've loved.
I know. I feel like it was like, it was what I shopped in high school. And so I've been seeing like all these influencers talking about them for a year or two, probably a couple years. It's like making a resurgence with the 40-year-old community or 30, mid-30s community, whatever. And I just resisted for so long. And then I don't know if it was this sweatshirt or what was my first purchase, but I don't buy just like, I'm not just going to buy a, like I'm getting free shipping. I'm going to, you know, squeeze it.
Yeah.
And so I bought a couple other shirts, bought some, and then I was like, oh, this is actually really good quality. I like this. Yes. So then I went back and bought some jeans and some shorts and it is good stuff. Yes. I like some, it.
I want to know what you've got that you loved.
Yeah.
The shirt that I loved, I'll have to send a screenshot to you. It's like this beautiful, it's one of my soft summer colors. It's this beautiful sage like sweater t-shirt. Ooh. So it's
And it's really good quality. Doesn't it feel good quality?
It feels like super soft, like cashmere, like cottony, stretchy.
Yes.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I bought white linen pants.
That's a risky move. Holy shit.
No, they're cozy. They feel like
white linen pants.
Yes. Yes. Wow. They're fab.
Ballsy.
Well, that's how I live.
I feel like white anything is dangerous.
Well, I needed white
especially
pants.
Especially linen pants.
Well,
are they wrinkly them. When you sit down?
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah. They look that's nice. The problem. On me. They look nice.
I bet
on
they
me.
Do. I bet they do. White linen pants, like white is such a classic. It's a good staple capsule situation.
Yeah. I saw this gal today who was wearing white linen pants and like a beige oversized sweatshirt. It was like nighttime.
Oh.
She was at Chipotle with her kids, but she was like a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. I should pair, you know.
What a right.
move. I'll copy you right away.
I mean, I just feel like I don't like white because, or like buying white things. I like to wear them, but I don't own enough white stuff to warrant white loads of laundry. So like I wear something, but I don't see it again for 6 months because it goes in my white hamper and my white hamper doesn't fill up for
and
6 months.
John doesn't wear white either.
John does everything is all at once. He does not separate colors. So everything, so like he has white, but eventually anything that is not in my white hamper that I don't separate, which is why I separate it, turns like dark, like dirt dishwater brown, like it's been washed in dirty dishwater, you know, over time because it just is like getting the colors over
I
time.
Used to combine everything until Chris came into my life.
I would like,
and he's listen, very adamant about the separation of the laundry so that the whites get really, really, really white.
And the nothing like a crisp white. But yeah,
he wears a lot of white undershirts. What?
Oh, he does. Because I can't, he does all the work. Right. So I can't.
You don't have a say.
I'm not going to go in there and say, listen, separate these, because he's doing my laundry, you know, at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So I would like him to have some standards, but he doesn't.
And it is what it is.
And it is what it
is. No white linen pants for you.
And the kids don't care yet.
No.
You know, so they just wear, like, over time, they're like, this white shirt just keeps getting a little bit darker and darker and darker. And then by the time they outgrow it, it's brown.
So. Do your kids eat Eggos?
Yeah, they do like Eggos. Uh-huh.
So Abercrombie has this kid's boy shirt or girl shirt, whatever shirt. And it's so cute. It just says Eggos. And then it has a big Eggo with syrup on it. And then on the back, it says Lego my Eggo. And it's Ben's favorite shirt right now. Like,
when did you get it?
About it very recently.
So very, it's still on the site.
Yes. And it's really soft. Crombie it's kids really cute. Eggo
shirt.
Let me see if it's still.
I'm going to try. It changed to Lego. No, bro. I want my Eggo. A-E-G-G-O. Oh, I see it. Is it gray? Is this gray?
Yeah, it was only $12. It's Ben's
favorite. It's $11.99 on clearance with an extra 20% off right now.
It's cute.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm buying a 5'6 for Mac.
Isn't that cute? Ben's the same size.
They're in the same size. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Beat the thirsties with Kool-Aid. I'm buying that.
Isn't that
John's
cute?
John's going to hate me, though, because I buy this. Oh, they got a sriracha hot chili sauce. I'm going to buy that one, too.
Yeah, we don't have the other two, but the Eggo one in the back is so cute.
Mac's going to love it.
And Ben's, like, really into picking his clothes now. And I'll ask him, I'll be like, do you think this is cool or not cool? And he's like, cool, not cool. And then he, like, coordinates his pants and the whole thing. And the Eggo one, he's like, cool. Where's my Eggo
this
shirt?
This one's epic. Mm-hmm. These are way cooler, too, than Target, because I feel like all my kids wear stuff from Target. But the thing that's cooler about them is that every kid is wearing stuff from Target, you know? Because it's like just kind of a go-to place for moms to shop, I think. So I like, you don't see a lot of kids in, I don't feel like.
I haven't seen any other kid in the Eggo shirt yet.
No. So we're going to see Mac in it.
Eggos are good.
I know. But yeah, they do love those. Does he eat Eggos or he just likes a shirt?
No, he likes Eggos.
Yeah.
He likes,
Eggos are a good time.
His breakfast right now is an egg pocket. So I make scrambled eggs and then we take sourdough bread, 2 pieces of sourdough bread and butter it. And then sourdough bread layer, scrambled eggs in the middle, then another piece of sourdough bread on top with the butter on the inside. Then I smash it down just like I do his turkey sandwiches. Like smash it. Cut off the crust so it's like a little sandwich. So he has an egg pocket in the morning and an Eggo after.
Wow.
He likes his breakfast. Yeah.
That's so good. That sounds really healthy.
That's his morning.
I mean, like, nice, because the kids need a lot of carbs, you know, to grow. So,
But we talked to him about how the protein in the eggs makes him run fast at school.
Yeah.
And he wants to be the fastest, of course.
Every little boy does. Of course.
I have a couple faves for you. So we're doing faves and then these questions
faves
that you sent, which
around.
I had a hard time with.
Did you? Yeah.
Not crazy hard, but some of them, like, so there are 5 questions to ask your bestie. And, like, one of them is, what were you genuinely surprised to find out? Right?
Yeah.
And I lose track of.
I know. Well, it's been 20 years of friendship, so.
And on these podcasts specifically, we've dove into everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And learned a lot.
I feel like I know you very deeply.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to retrace my brain to, like, what was I ever surprised about?
Yeah.
About you.
I had to go back into the vault.
Yeah.
I guess.
Uh-huh. Me too. Me too.
Okay.
Do you want me to start with my faves?
Sure.
We took Ben to go see Inside Out 2. Have you seen it?
No.
Highly recommend. I know you mentioned, like, you were a little worried because, like, a lot of anxiety themes and will my kids, like, sort of manufacture anxiety? I don't think they will. It was so well done. And I was a little, I'm like, is this going to be over Ben's head? Because it was kind of themes in it that even I was like, I think every adult should watch this. It was
very, that's what I've heard.
Very good. I thought it was just wonderful. And at the end, I said, Ben, you know, what was this about? Like, what was this about to you? What'd you think? And he was like, you can't let anxiety take over. Like, he got it. He totally got it. And it was just so good. I can't recommend it enough. The other thing I'm going to report back on Patreon, we talked about hormones getting out of control and how it gets worse in our 30s. We're talking about PMS. I've been testing this Femme Rebalance by...
Yes.
By who? Vitanica?
Yeah, I bought mine, but I haven't started it yet. It arrived.
Vitanica. Very much recommend it.
Really? You notice a difference?
Very much. So it says to take 2 capsules a day. I started off just taking 1 capsule a day.
Okay.
I still feel PMS. I still feel in my feelings and a little more tender. There was definitely one day, probably 7 days out from my period, where I think probably 5 to 7 days out, where you have like a bigger hormone shift.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where I felt irritable, but not nearly
what you're used to.
What I'm used to.
Oh my God. Well, this makes me very excited because we just talked about how shitty I'm doing.
I really stand by it. It's been like a couple months now that I've been taking it and I'm a big fan. I think it's really helping. Yes. They have a lot of different supplements. So Femme Rebalance is the one. And I might bump it up to 2 now that I feel.
Oh, you're still on 1. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on 1, but I've definitely noticed a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. The last thing, this was a little art project that Ben and I did together at when we did our mountain week away.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done foil fun?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. Ben was so into this. I have never seen him this much into like a kid's activity before.
Okay.
It was Skillmatics, Skillmatics, foil fun.
Okay.
I think he was the perfect age for it. Ben's 5. It's basically you get to make these foil, shiny foil stickers,
mm-hmm.
and then you put them on like these. They have a whole bunch of different scenes, these like canvases. So you like make these cute little foam foil stickers and then put them on canvases. I had to help Ben make the stickers.
Yeah.
He could totally do it himself, but I helped him. And then he put them on the canvases and we spent like 2 hours on this, like very into it. He kept saying, I can't believe we get to do this. Like he was so into it.
Oh my
and then
gosh.
This was an idea on the box where like you make your scene and then you tell a story about it. And Chris posted Ben's story on Instagram, but we were rolling. So he gets up in front of us. We put like, Ellie has a bunch of like babies that she, you know, toy babies, and she was taking a nap. So we put all the toy babies on the couch. We pretended to buy tickets and we had Ben stand up and tell this story. So he's talking about this princess on the canvas. And then he says like, suddenly, and he's like, oh, just kidding. There's no scary parts. And then he goes on to keep talking about the princess. And then he goes, and then she died. We're like, oh no.
Just kidding. There's no scary parts.
Just kidding.
And she died.
And then this part isn't on Instagram, but he talks about this person who came up to this princess and then all her parts boomed off. And he said, but it wasn't scary. She was fine.
Big deal. The end. Big deal. She lost her limbs, but wasn't a big deal.
What?
She's resilient.
All her parts boomed off. My mom texted me. She said, Ben's story is beautifully done, especially the exploding princess.
I didn't see his post.
It was really funny. But anyway, the spoil thing was a big hit. Huge hit. Yeah.
I'm trying to hear him. Suddenly, oh.
There's no scary parts. I forgot.
Oh my God.
Isn't that hilarious?
He's so cute. He's making it. I love kids. He's making up out of his own brain. He says, I forgot.
Suddenly.
There's no scary parts. I forgot. Suddenly.
There's no scary parts. No. Psych.
Oh, buddy.
Anyway. All right. What you got?
Okay. So I feel like... I might have talked about some of these things because we haven't done faves in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Have I talked? I don't know. You'll have to tell me. So I saw these all over TikTok and then I found them at Target and they're tahine gummies. Did I talk about those here?
No.
So it's in the candy aisle and I just love the texture of the gummies. They're kind of like a firmer gummy. I don't like gummy bear gummies. I like a little bit of a firmer gummy. Anyway, they've got peach rings, they've got apple rings, watermelon rings, gummy bears, but they have like tahine on them. So they have like a little kick to them. Yeah. Very delicious. You can get them on Amazon too, but I got mine at Target. I know we talked about this over on Patreon because I thought we were going to do faves 1 week and now we're at the season finale, but have you been keeping up with Presumed Innocent?
We just watched the finale.
I didn't watch the finale yet. No. And I was going to do it tonight.
So good.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to because I think John's getting sick. So he might be going to bed by the time we finish recording, but it's everywhere. So you guys have probably heard about it. When I put this on my list, it was new, but now you guys, but if you have not watched it, what is it on? Hulu? Apple TV? I can't remember.
HBO. Let me see.
And it is Jake Gyllenhaal and it is a like murder mystery kind of thing. It is so good.
It's very entertaining. And this will be a time where so Rotten Tomatoes is 78%. I disagree. I disagree. I bet the audience score is much higher.
I really like it.
It's so entertaining. It's so good.
So entertaining. Yeah. So I think it's, yeah. So it's over now. Finale's out. There's eight episodes or something. Okay. Apple TV.
Yeah.
Also, as far as favorite, so that was best thing I ate were those gummies. Best thing I watched, Presumed Innocent. Best thing I sipped. So I'm a big sparkling water gal. I'm either drinking alcohol, drinking coffee, or drinking water. But water it's a little bit like snoozy. So sometimes I want to spruce it up in the evening and have something fun.
Yeah.
And I found this company, I think I got hit with an ad maybe, but it's called Ora Bora. And they are a sparkling water brand, but they have herbs, fruits, and flowers. So they've got like other like fun flavorings in it and some healthy components. So I bought the variety pack and let me see what the flavors are. So there's like ginger Meyer lemon and the ingredients are carbonated water, Meyer lemon extract and ginger extract. They have hibiscus passion fruit, carbonated water, natural passion fruit flavor and hibiscus extract. They've got raspberry vanilla, lime cardamom, peach honeysuckle, mango chili, cactus rose, lemongrass coconut, strawberry basil, grapefruit elderflower, lavender cucumber, peppermint watermelon. So I get these variety packs or whatever, and they're really like pretty delicious. I mean, they're still sparkling water, you know, so they're not like smacking you in the face with flavor. Some are better than others, but I also just like that it says instead of artificial uninspired flavors, Ora Bora uses plant-based ingredients to herb up your sparkling water experience. So I just kind of like that concept, you know, plus they're good. They're yummy. Favorite products. I've got two. One is I've been really you got me a lip oil for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I started really just liking lip oils. They just feel good on your mouth. Yes. I really like them. And Elf came out with a brand. I think they're kind of like a dupe for Dior, but it's called Elf Glow Reviver Lip Oil. I got it in two different colors. I tried a friend's third and like this one right here. What is this color? I don't know what this is. I can't see, but it's like a red. The hell is this? It gives a little bit of color. Sometimes they just give clear. Oh, I got Rose Envy. The one that I tried on my friend has was orange, but it like showed up pretty just sheer. Yeah, probably the coral. They have like a little bit of like a pepperminty flavor to them. They're not stingy or anything. You can get them at Target. You can get them wherever they sell Elf, but they sell out a lot because they've gone viral on the internet. I love them. Very good. And then also, so I do really believe in Zbiotics. We talk about those. Those can be a little expensive and not always, like I run out of them because they come in 12 packs.
Yes.
But there is a sticker. I gave it a try. It's called The Patch Brand. I found it on Amazon. You can get them there. They have energy ones. They have sleep ones. I got the recovery one, which is supporting your, you know, morning after of a night of fun. And it's a little square sticker. It's clear. You can't see it. You put it, I put it on the inside of my wrist. It has glutathione, DHM, which I don't know, but vitamin B1. It says your new pregame for a better morning. And I've given it, I give it to John, gave it to aunts, uncles, cousins, and everyone, like when we're going out pretty hard, the next morning felt, and they're like, ah, like everyone was like, I think those patches work. So whoa, that's another one that you guys can try. The patch cool brand recovery. Speaking of drinking.
Yep.
You don't want, if you're going to be imbibing a little bit, you know, it's an experience. Make it a good time. We were talking about how when cocktails you make at home, they don't always hit the same. But let me tell you what is going to have your wine hitting even harder than the restaurants. It is the company that we've recently discovered, Big Wine Glasses. The only brand focused on the size of your glass, because when it comes to wine glasses, size does matter. So we got, I think I got the Baltazar. They have kind of unique names. The Baltazar and the Magnum glasses, depending on what shape you like, what wine varietal you prefer. But they are hardy in your hand. And the idea is, I mean, it's supposed to help you like be able to taste the difference, right? It's a, such a big kind of bulb. The large wine glasses allows the wine to open up faster. You don't have to aerate it or use a decanter or anything like that. You can just put it right in your glass, swirl it around, and then get straight to enjoying the wine. They are made from hand-blown composite crystal, which makes them super lightweight, but also sturdy enough to be dishwasher safe, which is huge in this household. Plus, they are way more affordable than I thought, like a fraction of the cost from what you'd expect for these other premium quality wine glasses that are out there. It is no wonder Big Wine Glasses were featured on Good Morning America.
I love my Big Wine Glasses. I really do taste a difference. I really do taste a difference using these. I get complimented on them all of the time.
They make a statement big time. Mm-hmm.
They do. So discover wine again by going to bigwineglasses.com now and make sure to use our promo code SIP to get 20% off your total order. That's bigwineglasses.com and use promo code SIP for 20% off now. Whoa, my wine's been a little too good tonight.
I know.
Little loosey-goose.
Big Wine Glasses. I have a couple friends that have birthdays coming up, and I actually think I'm going to, you know, it's like, what do you get for the friends that have everything?
Big wine glasses. Okay.
All right. Let's answer some questions.
Should we do the question and then we each share our answer?
Okay. Yeah. So I saw this thing on social media, and like Colleen said, it's 5 questions to ask your best friend. And I don't know, like someone wrote in recently and said, remember when you guys did that episode on how to make anyone fall in love with you or something? Where's that from? I feel like I like those questions better. That was from a New York Times article, but this is still just like something fun to do. So the first question is, what emoji has the same energy as me? So me for you, you for me.
Yeah. The firecracker one.
Like the dynamite or the explosion?
The
one?
Explosion one.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy.
Easy.
It's just, it was easy. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, that one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so fun. It's so igniting. It's so engaging.
Can't miss it.
No, it's electrifying.
Okay. I put the twin dancers for you. You know the twins.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's also very fun, but it's like you're a hype girl in the, and I, when I say that, I mean it in the best way. Like you are down to do anything good for down, you know, it's a good time. So those girls are having fun and it's like, if you're doing it, I'm doing it. Let's go. Yes. Let's party.
Let's dance. Let's tango. Yeah.
So I put those little cuties. They make me smile. Okay. Want me to read the next one?
Yeah.
What would I never do? Even if someone offered me thousands of dollars to do it.
This was also easy for me to answer because you would never, and I know this for a fact, and you say this to people, but I can vouch for you, is I was thinking about in the context of what would someone pay you thousands to do? And I was thinking about your Instagram, and I was thinking about your business and promoting like brands and different people and different things. And you would never lie.
Yeah.
About That's something true. That you liked or didn't like. Like, you're very honest. You're very, like, when you love something, you will share it and you will be impassioned by it. And if that aligns with like business and payment, great.
Great.
But you won't lie about something that you like or don't like.
Or like anything in my life.
Or anything in your life.
I feel like I really don't, I struggle with
lying. But if someone was like, hey, I'll pay you thousands to go just lie to someone, you'd be like, I can't do that.
No, I actually just had this conversation with a new brand that I'm working with. I need to talk to you guys about it. I'm on a microdosing mushroom journey for mental health. I'll share more in another episode, but I was talking to her about that. And I told her, like, I am not motivated by money. Like, brand, well, of course, I want all the money. Give me all the money. But it's got to feel good. Yeah. Otherwise, I will just walk away. And so I was telling her that I think, like, I value people's, because what I hear so often from brands is that, like, my conversion is as high as people. Like, I just got invited to go on this influencer retreat in Colombia. And these people, they showed me who was on the invite list. And almost everyone has over 1 million followers. And I have 200,000.
Are you going to go?
But I hope so. If the timing works out, they haven't given me the dates yet, but I hope so. But I think the thing, and I hear this from brands all the time, I think I've just built so much trust with people that they, if I say that I like something, people trust, and I'll tell you, if I like something and I don't, then I'll, you know, so I take people's like attention so seriously. Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously, you're not going to murder someone. Like, we didn't go down that road, right?
What? If someone offered thousands, we're still on that question. I thought you were talking about being in jail. That next question.
No. Yeah, yeah. So, like, if someone paid you thousands of dollars, it was like, obviously, you're not going to murder someone. You're not going to, like, so, like, obviously, right?
Right.
But I said you would never get a nose piercing or just like a body piercing.
It's true.
Because I remember,
or even a tattoo. If someone said, I'll pay you thousands of dollars to get a tattoo, like,
yes, I won't. I remember when before I had my nose piercing, I bought those fake nose piercings.
Yeah,
and we were in San Diego together, and I was like, here, just put one in. And we took a picture. We did something, I don't know, and you couldn't wait to get it out. And I was like, would you ever do this? And you're like, no, never. No, I would never
do this.
I just
know my body, and I know my nose. It's just I don't have the right nose.
I know my nose,
and I'm not. Attached is not me. I almost got a tattoo in college, and I wanted an invisible tattoo, which would have been so lame. Why would you get an invisible tattoo? I feel like
that's
that
the
was
thing,
a
though,
thing.
I've heard, like a white ink tattoo.
Yeah, but no, you're totally right. You nailed it. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. This one. What would you assume I did if you heard I got arrested without explanation? If someone like John texted you and he was like,
yeah,
Colleen Ashley was just arrested. And then he left you on read and you had to make up your own conclusion.
Chris and I were at the pool tonight because Ben had swim lesson. We were talking about a couple of these questions over a beer. And I had written down, like, and I don't see this ever from you, but I was like, maybe road rage. Like, maybe I could see, because I think I imagine you've talked about like some of your family members.
I definitely don't step down. I mean,
But then Chris was like, what about assault? I was like, what do you mean assault? And he's like, no, like if you were with Ashley and somebody was incredibly, like if someone just came and like punched me and I was with you or like harmed somebody you loved.
Yeah.
Or like really like did something that was unjust and uncool right in front of you. He's like, I could see Ash like doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so wild because I feel like the world has changed so much and we see things now where like, I feel like I walk through the world a little more scared of, am I going to get shot in the face if I have road rage or if I like, you know, but yeah, I would, if a guy was like, did something
and roped me.
Yes. Yeah.
Right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I could break his nose.
I think you could.
Yeah.
I could. I've never seen you do anything like that, but I could see it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, oh, yeah. You, I mean, I have a
you fight for people.
fierce loyalty.
Yes.
And also I know that people are more passive than me, or submissive, or like just calm. I take it sometimes as my duty to like, no, she's not going to say anything, but I fucking will, you know?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to handle this.
Yeah. You advocate.
I said activism. I could see you like maybe protesting, sure, or, you know,
getting pepper
something
sprayed and, yes, arrested if it, yes, was something really
like standing
that
in
I
your,
cared about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm going to be on the right side of history. Whoa. And I'm willing, yeah, to have you arrest me if it means that I'm doing what I feel.
I mean,
is the right
I could
thing.
See that too. If things went full blown, like Handmaid's Tale here,
yeah,
I'm not going down without a fight.
Right.
I'd, yeah, be out there.
So if I was thinking, like, if Chris texted me, it was like, Colleen was just arrested. Plus, you live in Portland, and there's all kinds of opportunities to be,
kinds of opportunities,
you know, an
to
activist
be arrested,
protest, yes, and like,
yes,
I don't know.
I could go
there.
Get arrested tonight if I wanted.
But I don't
to.
Think it would be breaking the law. I think it would be something like that, like activist, where they are trying to make it. It would be like they're, yeah, trying to make a statement.
Yes,
and they have to arrest people to break up the crowd or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Next one. What's something you were genuinely surprised to find out about me?
I asked Chris this too.
Okay.
Because my answers were, this was early in our friendship.
Yeah.
When I first met you, I was like, oh my gosh, she is like, you know, did you ever play Mario when they, yeah, got the star power and like everything deflected off this person? I was like, that was like you. Oh. Like nothing could like slow you down or get, yeah, in your way or like throw you off.
Speeding through life.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like confident, not speeding, but just confident and sort of, yeah, like invincible.
Oh, interesting.
And then,
it's so interesting how people see you, you know?
Then you went to the book field and it rocked all of us. But that was the, yeah, first time I think that I'd seen this. Because I remember you took a lot of comfort in like talking to Darren. And,
yeah,
like it was because it was really hard. And I saw you go to like a vulnerable, like more tender place because the book field really rocks people. I mean, I did too my first,
yeah,
summer, even every summer really. But like especially your first summer is really hard. And I remember like respecting it. But I was it was like not surprising, but I was like, oh, wow.
But I could
this
see
is
that. Yeah.
Really
it's
bringing
like, oh, she
out.
Is a human that, mm-hmm, like can be got to,
yeah,
or whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Chris said, he's like, I remember being surprised. And he's like, this is totally a gender thing. He's like, but I remember when I met Ash, she knew cars. Like she, and it was probably because, oh, you worked at Enterprise, but like, not that you're a car person. Like, you don't like, yeah, not material in that way, but like you knew cars. Like you.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And he noticed that like, oh, she knows her cars.
Well, cause he's a car person.
He's a big car,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
that
was,
oh,
a little
interesting
thing.
But I used
cute.
To like, yeah, I don't, I can still picture it. Like if there's a tail lights in front of me in the dark, I can usually, not as much anymore, but I remember I used to be able to be like, I know what car that is.
Yeah.
Just by their tail lights in the dark. You know?
Yeah. The other thing that surprised me, and this is always interesting to me when I meet, I'm not an only child, but when I meet people who have like siblings who,
yeah,
are like, that they're really close with, I'll put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember when I first met your siblings, it's always interesting to me how people can grow up in this with the same like parents and be so different.
So
like,
different.
That, you know, and you're, uh-huh, very different than,
mm-hmm,
your
very, yeah,
siblings.
We're
and
all
that's,
three of us are very different. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not bad. It's just
no,
like always kind of like, wow, surprising in that way.
It is kind of crazy to think about that actually.
Yeah.
How different we are.
Yeah.
Growing up in the same, with the same nurture.
And it's cool. It's, yeah, just like, I remember feeling like surprised by them. Like, no way.
Yeah.
What? They're so different.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one that I wrote down for you, and people might know this. I don't know if we've actually talked about it on here, but I remember the first time I learned it, I was shocked. And we were on the Southwestern Sizzler trip or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
And I learned, because everyone's going to go bungee jumping. And you're like, oh yeah, I've been like 7 times.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how many times, yeah, you've been now, but I remember being like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that is adventure to the max. I did bungee jumping the one time there and I will never do it again. I did not like it. Yeah. But I remember just being like, holy shit, she's got a thirst for some adventure in her.
Yeah.
How many times have you been bungee jumping?
Double digits. I haven't been in forever.
Well, yeah, now you've got kids
it's
and like things are different.
It's not appealing to me now. No. But I remember in high school, I made a documentary about, it was like for a school project. And it was going bungee jumping to this like high, I would love to know where it is now. I think it was like in Washington, but it was this bridge jumping over this like massive river. And I had my poor mom and my mom like hold the video camera and I'm putting on the stuff. And that was the only bungee jump where I'd been terrified, because normally you bungee jump over, not normally, but in every bungee jump up until that point, I'd bungee jumped over like things that could catch your fall.
Oh, okay. Like right? Nets?
Like Mount Hood has one where it's like big, like balloon type
things
or nets or whatever. But this one was like a raging river, like certain death, like if the bungee were to break. And it was a really long thing. And I was doing it for the camera and I was 16, 17 or something. Your risk assessment isn't what it is now.
Yeah.
But after you do something like that, a lot of the other ones are cakewalks. So the one in Mexico, but now that I think about
that. Well,
that
was off a cliff.
It was off a cliff into an ocean type thing. Yeah.
And it was like, looking back now, is that thing even safe? Like,
yeah,
it better be, right? Otherwise, they're going to get sued probably. But it wasn't like a big structure.
No.
It was built off the cliff and then you jumped off.
Doesn't seem super safe in hindsight.
No.
Yeah, there was a thirst there in me for something. Adrenaline seeker. It really is fun. Bungee jumping is really fun. I think it's way scarier than skydiving.
Yes, it is way scarier than
skydiving. Because it's really that free fall feeling for quite a while. And then even the bounce.
And then you spring up and down.
Is pretty freaky.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I don't want my kids to do it. Yeah. I'd rather they skydive than bungee jump, I think.
Skydiving's pretty peaceful. The initial throwing yourself off a plane part's hard, but then you get that nice, long, kind of coasty, scenic thing. Yeah, skydiving is pretty nice.
It was, Have you done that more than once?
No, just once.
We did that together.
And in fact, I don't think I did it again because it wasn't like, it was like a scenic.
Adrenaline enough? Yeah.
A little too peaceful.
The other thing I thought of, and I don't know how true this is, but I grew up with so much insecurity, especially about my body. And I remember like having a conversation with you one time, because I have, even still to this day, after 20 years, I don't feel like I've really ever heard you say anything negative about your body or like, and there, of course, you're human. So maybe there's thoughts, but that just like floored me that someone could not have the noise like I had in my brain. Like there's this constant scrutiny over myself and you would just like live. And I remember thinking like how free that would feel to just be alive in your body without beating yourself up or like criticizing it at every chance you got. And I've thought about it several times since, like over the years and in my healing journey of that's also, I'm guessing that was partly because of your mom. Like she probably didn't model massive insecurity for you. So then you don't hear it. And she didn't probably criticize her. Because that happens a lot, right? Moms criticize themselves. And so then little girls learn that we're supposed to criticize our bodies. I don't, you know. But I remember just being like so impressed by that and like blown away that not everybody had that like built-in beat yourself up filter. That I had put and it helped me really in my healing journey to be like, oh yeah, there's another way to do this.
Yeah.
You can be kind to yourself. Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. Is this the last one?
Yeah.
What would it be if I was secretly keeping a massive weird collection of something in my basement?
Supplements.
Oh yeah.
Like if they were to knock on your door and you know, Arizona woman has
God.
I know you don't
Arizona
have
woman
that.
Has thousands of pills in her basement. Mm-hmm. Yes. Collecting them.
National shortage. Mm. Arizona woman is stockpiling.
We talked about this on Patreon too. like marketing.
Yes.
So I am a sucker for marketing, you know, yes. especially if it's like something that's going to fix me, make me feel better, give me superpowers.
Add Here's my credit card.
Put it on the tab.
Try it.
I said video games for you.
Oh, good one. That's
because
fair.
I feel like that also was surprising actually when I learned that yeah. you are a closet gamer, but really only like the one game with your dad. But I also just feel like you're a video game gal.
I would collect them. Love
you
to
for
have.
Sure would have a basement.
I can't
and you'd
wait.
And you sneak down there after the kids yes. went to bed and you'd play them all.
I can't wait for retirement.
Yeah. To play video games?
Yes. My dad's retired. He plays so many video games.
Yeah. And you're like, this is living, Jer.
For video games. But if I could get lost in a video game,
yeah,
I would so happily get lost.
What are your thoughts on like, because John the other day goes, what do you think about getting the kids a video game console? I said, absolutely not. We're not
doing that.
I
can't wait to get one for Ben.
Really?
But I think the thing is, I have memories of playing with my dad.
Yeah.
We did it together. We solved puzzles together. We strategized together. We did games where it required two players.
Yeah. Oh, so okay.
We were always playing Smart. It together. There's only... I was able to play computer games on my own. I did everything. Tomb Raider, Doom, everything. The shoot 'em up, all of it.
Yeah.
Everything. I was good at it. And then on Nintendo, I was able to play games, but I had, I think, a time limit. I don't actually remember. I do remember staying up all night one night beating Zelda, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like the best night of my life. I'll never forget.
I've peaked.
Uh-huh. I really like beating Zelda. I still feel proud about it.
You beat the whole game?
Yes. But there's lots of different
you
Zelda
should feel
games.
Proud. Okay,
there's
I don't
lots
know anything
of different
about
one,
it.
But I remember beating Zelda and feeling like I'd won.
And you did it by yourself. And so did you have to tell your dad the next day? And was he excited for you? Or did you keep it a secret?
That was never a two-player game. So he was very proud of me.
Yeah. Okay.
He loves it. Like, we'll play, just the other weekend, we played a game against each other and I beat him and he's secretly proud.
Uh-huh. Right. Of your skills.
Yeah.
I feel like I worry that it's going to suck him in. So you got to have good boundaries.
Probably boundaries. So yeah. It's very addictive, but I think there's so much good that no one talks about with it.
Really?
I do. I think it helped me be like a strategic thinker. And
ooh,
it was like really good bonding with my dad. And they're hard. You have to really use your thinker for for a lot of them.
Tell me about it. I Candy Crush all day.
Yeah. But I was playing against my dad and we were over at my parents' house and Ben was there. I brought the kids over and my mom was playing with the kids. My dad and I were killing each other on Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And when you're here, did I tell this story?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
When your hero dies, in this game that my dad and I play, it explodes into a billion pieces. And my dad, you know, he knew he was about to deliver the death blow. And he goes, Ben, come here.
Oh, I think you did say this.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. I did. So Ben comes over and he goes, see this? Boom! He goes, that's your mom. Just initiation, like so young.
Just rubbing it in.
Maybe
I love it.
That's why Ben's like talking about the booming of the parts.
The booming parts flying. Oh my gosh, maybe it is.
And he boomed her parts off. Boomed her like, parts where did he learn that? Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, grandpa.
From my
or whatever.
Dad.
What do they call him?
Papa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cher. All right, let's land the bird, huh?
Let's land the bird. I have a quick rant. Election season, I've ranted about this before. The amount of spam texts and calls that I get on my phone is insane.
Out of control. Random stuff
like, hey, this person's, you know, running for this thing. Can I count on you to go knock on doors? And I wrote back, absolutely not. Like,
Wrote back?
Yes.
Well done. Absolutely not.
And they wrote back like, that's fine. Can we count on you to talk to your friends and family? And I wrote, sure can't, because I was just annoyed and that's not the right thing to do. But like, it's just
crazy.
The volume is nuts. What's your rant?
I have several because I feel like it's been so many weeks. So I'll try to pick one.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say the one that is the most recent one that I added. I'm a huge Taylor fan. This goes without saying.
Yes.
We both are. I do not like, I want to consume Taylor content and I want to do it quick. I want to be efficient. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to be put, I'm not clowning. Heart. Okay. I'm not clowning for a reason. I like to know things. Mm-hmm. What I don't like that people do, the abbreviations, the acronyms for her song.
Oh, okay. IDSLYCT.
Yes, IDSL. And I'm like, listen, I know what song it is, but like, I have to now, I have to go through all of my brain and then I usually just give up.
Yes.
Tell me how long it would, okay. So I saw this thing that someone said, and it was the mashup. So you might get there quicker than me. TIMT and Labyrinth.
TINT?
M. TIMT. And Labyrinth.
No, I don't know any of the.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it is now. It's from this album. Anyway, whatever. That's the whole point. It bugs the shit out of me. TIMT. What is it? I feel like it's from this album. I don't know what it is. Never mind. That's the point.
It's I don't too know. Hard.
I don't know what the hell. The abbreviations are.
This is me and trying. This is me trying.
And Labyrinth. So she just did that mashup recently. And I just say, can you just write it out? Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to be on the same page as you and I want to be there quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be stumped. I don't want to be confused. I am a diehard Swiftie. And
don't
you're
make me
making
jump
me,
through hoops.
Don't make me jump through hoops.
Don't do this to me.
I hate it so much.
Same. My All right, rave. Okay. I love the internet. And I hate the internet, but it's this thing I loved. I got pulled into this Twitter thread the other night. Mm-hmm. And we're watching TV and Chris goes, what are you laughing about? Like so hard. So I'll tell you all what I was laughing about so hard and read some of these things to you. So you know, I've been doing Duolingo, which is like a couple minutes of Spanish a day. So I've been doing that. I'm on a 75-day streak. Like,
oh my
I've
God.
Really been doing it. It's like less than 5 minutes a day. So I got on this. Of course, my phone hears me talk about Duolingo. And so then I get fed this Twitter thread. But I was rolling. So, because it's like pretty accurate with some of the things I've been served up. So Helen at HR Dutson says, Duolingo should have an I'm going on holiday to this place very soon setting. So it teaches you to say things like, can I have the bill and so on, instead of, quote unquote, the cow boils an egg. So then she says, I'm in Porto right now and cannot ask where is the train station, but could quite confidently tell you the cats read the newspapers.
Yeah.
They're just giving a bunch of BS people, things. All of these people started sending screenshots of their Duolingo practice. So it like these are verified like things. And so someone got served. They were asked to write out the sentence, are you a horse? And then translate this sentence. So here's the translation. The bear wears a denim skirt.
What?
Here's another one. Someone said, I have a 2,000-day streak and counting on Duolingo, and my favorite part of any lesson on it was when it taught me how to say, I don't love you, I only love mayonnaise. What do you have in your ear, old cheese? You have to take a shower now, please. Okay, only a couple more. Bring 36 cans of fish and no questions. And these are actual screenshots.
Oh my God.
You are crying.
36 cans of fish and no questions.
You are crying and the onion is laughing. Stoner. Okay, last one. My duck is ready. What?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is right?
Okay, last one. When I was learning Italian to go to Florence, I learned all the barn animals before I learned how to say any numbers. So I could not say table for two, but I could say table for horses.
What is that? Do you think they're trying to prank everybody?
I don't know.
What would be the point of that?
I don't know, but it's
Do you have a table for horses?
Excuse me.
Por favor. For horses?
Pardon.
Muy bien.
My duck is ready.
Bring 20 cans of fish and no questions.
It's so good. What's your ring?
I kind of like that just in general, that statement of like, bring da 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 and no questions. And no question.
Not a one.
Zero. Okay. So I had one of my rants was when you're driving a new car in a new town. And so we were in California and I was driving, and it's not like a new car. It was John's truck, but it's huge. And I'm in a town that I don't know, whatever. And just like that constant state of anxiety.
Yes.
You know, but then the rave is, when you finally, so we did a road trip from Arizona up to California, over to Oxnard, north of LA, and then we drove south of LA. My rave is when you are on a road trip and you finally get to your destination, yes, or it doesn't have to be a road trip, even when you're traveling, flying, whatever, any travel, it's got to be over a couple of hours, right? Like several hours we're talking, and you get to your destination, yes, that feeling, like when you get into the airport or when you arrive to your Airbnb, that first feeling of like a deep breath and like vacation starts and we made it, and just the ease or the excitement of it, like that effortlessness of,
yes,
we're here now. Excellent. You know? When you, yes, get to the destination, it's just like a relief kind of
safe
feeling.
Safe too. You have your own space.
Yeah.
You're in your hustle and bustle.
Yes. Or if you're like going on, you know, I'm thinking like you go to Mexico, you get to the airport, you make it through customs. Oh, that feel just like we're here. Vacation
on our way
may commence.
Yes.
I love that feeling.
Me too.
All right. And I love the feeling of you guys, yes, coming back every week.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Keep on doing it. Tell a friend. Mm-hmm. Slam the 5 stars. Leave us a kind note.
Come over on Patreon.
Come to Patreon. patreon.com/ You can sip with us every Friday.
If you don't, if you haven't joined us there, here's what you can expect.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Oh. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
Do you go to the dentist every year?
I haven't been in probably 4 years.
I hadn't either. And I'm like, oh, I had a little tartar buildup that was just bothering me.
Right. Yeah, you feel it. You're like, oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'll go in to get my teeth cleaned. Well, it's not that easy. I have like cavity that I'm just really pissed about.
Because insurance does preventative. They don't do like the repair stuff.
And it's not only the money, it's the time. And it's just, I hate dental stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, who likes it? You're captive in a chair with shit in your mouth and sounds and
they're squirting.
They're talking at you, but you can't.
I know. They're asking you for your fucking biography with your mouth spread open and someone inside of it.
I don't know.
I hate that. You're right.
I've been like down on myself. So I'm like, why'd you wait so long?
Sign up now at patreon.com/ you can sip with us.
All right, guys. See you over there.
And you can
see you here next week, because you can sip with us always.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
What more you can sip with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.